begin tonight with Devon McNeil's grandfather, John Ayala. He is also a founder of the D.C. chapter of the Guardian Angels, an organization that works with police to prevent crime. Sir, thank you so much for joining us, and our hearts go out for the loss of your grandson, Devon.
Thank you for having me.
I'm curious, sir. I know that your daughter-in-law, Crystal McNeil, spends her life trying to settle these disputes between hardened criminals, and in the end, it cost her the life of her young son. What are your thoughts on what's happening in cities these days?
I think in the cities, you have a lot of people that just do not value life at this time. They don't realize that when you take a life, that life is not coming back. It's not like TV. You take a life and the guy shows back up in another television show or another movie. It's not a video game. People feel that if they have a dispute, the only way to handle it is with gun violence. I think we got to get out here and educate young people more about why they shouldn't be picking up guns, why guns are so violent. And then when you use a weapon and you actually take somebody's life, you're really not hurting that person emotionally. That person is gone. He's right. Dead. The person that you're hurting is the family members that belongs to that person that you decided to take their life.
Yeah, I think it's a very strong point, sir. And, you know, it's interesting because Devon's football coach, he was quoted as saying this. He said, you know, these kids, their lives are being robbed over nothing. And he's right, because last year, a classmate of Devon's last summer, was also shot and killed. These children in these neighborhoods have got to be afraid to walk outside, sir.
Yeah, I mean, not just last year. We have so many death of young people here in D.C. We had another one that was high profile with Micaiah Wilson. She was a 10-year-old girl shot, I believe it was July 22nd, 2018. She just came out of her house to go get an ice cream cone, and five guys jumped out of a vehicle and just started shooting, and she was shot and killed.